Friday afternoon, Free for All Friday on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. We've got a lot to get to in this final hour. Currently trending on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Lots going on there. There was a national article written about this show, and it's basically titled "How Pathetic It Is That Radio Talk Show Hosts Have Lack of Respect When It Comes to the Truth." And it's an article about me and the show on WWL. It was a national article that went out on this national news service. And you can read that and comment on it. That's also on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And if you haven't joined us yet, I hope you become part of SOTA Facebook. And I want you to comment on some of the comments, because some of the comments are just boneheaded comments. And I need sensible people to stand up and comment on the comments. Also, a recent post was about congratulations to Donald Trump. Will he keep his promises? And after the election, after this blowout election, there is some celebration, but there's also concern. So those are three things that are recently posted. You can check those out on Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right. We had Charles from Baton Rouge call last hour. We got disconnected. I told Charles that if he called back, we'll get him right on. So, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for trying again. I think it was my service equipment on this, and it decided to fail when you needed it the most.
That's okay.
Anyway, I wanted to thank you for the variety of callers, especially those sensible, common-sense Republicans, which Joe sounds like he really wants to try to get there, and I hope he can get there. The gentleman, J.D., who called, and there was a gentleman who called the other day who was a Republican and gave his reasons why he could not vote for Donald Trump. And it's helped me, who's struggling with how did this all happen, as why, how did people make those individual choices that led us to this particular time in history. And it came to me, one of the things I used as a clinician was, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Okay, when dealing with someone who has problems, and you can help them understand that the things that they do in the future or about to do in the future are strongly related to what they did in the past. And you can assess someone's ability to do frequently bad things in the past, and it will probably carry forward to the future unless they can recognize that that behavior is not getting them what they want, unless it is indeed getting them what they want. Then you have a no-win situation. But to the FCC and X, Elon Musk has the ability and the technicians to be able to, as I could, if I were choose to do so, to hook up a bunch of VPNs, and I could send those Polish, quote, Polish messages, the racist Polish messages, from bedroom or basement in Brooklyn, and the FBI would have, as our own secretary of Attorney General said, they know it came from Poland, but from there they don't know where it came from. So Elon Musk has a stranglehold on the tech industry now because of his position with Donald Trump. This supervisor of the FCC who raises this smokescreen about free exchange of information, I remember those days, equal time. That can be changed by Congress, and who's in control of Congress now? I'm afraid dark days are upon us, and free speech is going to become harder and harder for people to do, because if you don't agree with it, you just complain. I think it's pornographic. I think it's against my rights as a Christian. I think it's against my rights as a Chick-fil-A eater, that I don't like that on here. I don't like to hear that. We're in for dark days. I'm sorry, Scoot, but that's where I'm at on this.
Charles, I hope you're wrong. A lot of people agree with you, and we talked about that this week on the show. A lot of people are in a very, very dark place. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm accepting the choice of America and the results of the election. But I'm going to be optimistic, but that doesn't mean that there are not things that concern me. Elon Musk bought Twitter. Renamed it X, which I think is a really cool name. Renamed the social media platform. Elon Musk essentially used this platform to promote the presidency of Donald Trump. He's being credited now by a lot of people with being responsible in part for Trump's victory because of what he allowed to happen on X. He used a social media platform to promote a candidate. Fox News promotes Donald Trump. Fox News promotes Republicans. As mad as Donald Trump might be with Fox News ultimately collectively promoted Donald Trump, and they promote Republicans. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Elon Musk doing what he wants to with X. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the countless conservative talk shows that mimic each other in this vast echo chamber across this country. I don't have a problem with that. But I have a problem with the idea that Donald Trump might try to retaliate against people in the media who disagree with him. Because this is a fundamental American right. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr spoke out about Kamala Harris being on Saturday Night Live. He was irate about that. But there was really nothing wrong with that. And NBC did give Donald Trump equal time. This particular Republican on the FCC panel, Brendan Carr, are you ready? He wrote a chapter for the Conservative Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. He wrote a chapter for Project 2025 about what he would do if he were in charge of the FCC. Do not be surprised if Brendan Carr becomes Donald Trump's selection for running the FCC. Brendan Carr could use the FCC to create unnecessary penalties, could do things to unnecessarily and, in my opinion, unconstitutionally shut down media that is in disagreement. The idea that Donald Trump wants to retaliate against the media is a degree of fascism. It's part of fascism. And I thought Trump supporters were against fascism. I thought you didn't like fascism. Well, you can't be for cracking down on the media that disagrees with Donald Trump and be against fascism, because that is sort of an aspect of fascism. So I am concerned that Brendan Carr, as head of the FCC, may try to crack down on opinions that are contrary to the president. One of the foundations of this country is freedom of speech. Do you know who owns the media in the UK? You know who owns the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company? The government. Do you know who owns the media in most countries? The government. Do you know who does not own the media in America? The government. In America, one of our crown jewels is the idea that the media has freedom to hold politicians accountable, and that we are free collectively as an entity. We are free to express our opinions, agree or disagree. If we lose that, we lose a fundamental right in America. And for those who have said during the campaign, oh, Donald Trump's not part of Project 2025. Well, he's going to be. They wrote Project 2025 for the moment Donald Trump became president. And this is that moment. So I believe there's every reason to think that it's going to be implemented. And so what will you say then? I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to say I knew this was coming. And I knew Project 2025 was just waiting for Donald Trump to win. And he won. But the idea of eliminating abortion rights, the idea of making pornography illegal, I mean, these are just two of the things that stand out. There's a lot in this 900-page-plus project. And a lot of it seems to defy the Constitution of the United States. So, you know, it's really scary. And don't be so quick to think, Donald Trump said he wasn't part of it. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants. And if I'm wrong, as I've said, I will admit it. We'll know. But I think Project 2025 is going to become part of the Trump administration, because that's why they wrote the thing. And so just the idea that we don't have freedom of speech, the idea that we can't criticize a president, that is insane. All right. Hey, it's the weekend. So let's relax and have fun.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the threat to freedom of speech on the show next week.
All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to some of your calls coming up. All right, so I don't know whether you know this or not, but Alabama LSU this weekend, you might not know this, but if you flunk out of LSU's veterinarian school, you are automatically admitted to the University of Alabama's med school. A lot of people don't know that, but it's true. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Hey, wouldn't it be great if the Saints kick the Falcons' ass? I mean, it can happen. You know, we got the new interim coach. Where is he? Apparently, he's going to bring some excitement to the team. I'm looking forward to the game, and we could kick their butts. I hope it happens. Hey, don't forget to join a special edition of the Fans and the Pro in Vachery with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. They're going to be there this afternoon from 4 to 6. This is at the First American Bank and Trust headquarters. It's a celebration of Veterans Day, and it's a special edition of the Fans and the Pro. They'll be talking about the Saints and LSU and Alabama. It is at 2785 Louisiana 20. That's the First American Bank and Trust headquarters. From 4 to 6 today, a special edition of the Fans of the Pro in Vachery, Louisiana. Let me mention this for a moment. We've talked about this before, but we have a lot of new listeners to our show. There are going to be a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans in town. Their team is winning. I'm sure a lot of Saints fans have sold their tickets, so the Dome is going to be even more crowded with Atlanta Falcons fans, who always travel well. So there will be Falcons fans on the streets of our city. What do you do if your child sees Falcons fans holding hands? What do you do if your child sees Falcons fans kiss each other? Some Falcons fans are actually going to be in clubs dancing with each other. You see, a lot of people believe that this is a lifestyle that is an abomination. And I don't think people are just turning into Falcons fans. I think people are born this way. I mean, why would you choose that lifestyle? If you're a Falcons fan, man, you were born that way. Nobody wants to choose to be that. I mean, even if your team's winning, who wants to be a Falcons fan? So just be aware of the fact that Falcons fans are out there. A lot of people consider it to be an abomination. And these people have a right. They have a right to hold hands. They have a right to kiss. In fact, I know a lot of you oppose this, but Falcons fans even have a right to marry each other. They have a right to adopt children. It doesn't mean their children are going to become Falcons fans. I mean, they might see the lifestyle of their parents and go, I don't want to have anything to do with that. So just be empathetic and be understanding and realize that this is the United States of America. And Falcons fans have a right to be free. Some people I know just think it's just something that is deplorable and nobody should be exposed to it. But they have their rights. As disgusting as you think it might be, they have a right. They have a right to kiss. They have a right to marry. They have a right to have intimate relations with each other, and they do. So when you see the Falcons fans on the street, use this as a teaching moment and let your kids know, I know we think it's disgusting, but they do have a right to be Falcons fans. And we should have empathy because we believe they were born that way. All right, I'm Scoot. It is a free-for-all Friday. Let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to New Orleans. Everest, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm good.
About 2 months ago, you had asked about why did Democrats not want to be considered patriots anymore, why they didn't drop the word patriot.
Well, I'd never said that. I didn't say that the Democrats dropped the word. I said that it does seem like the far right has adopted the word patriot, and that nobody else feels a right to be considered a patriot. Although everybody has a right to be considered patriot, but right wing radicals use patriot more than Democrats, and I think Democrats should just work a little harder at taking back that word, because I'm a patriotic American and I'm not a right wing radical.
Right. That's exactly what I was saying. Because I feel that way. I'm patriotic, but yeah. It's been taken over by so many of the right wing, so many of the doomsday preppers, so many of the people that seem like nut jobs, until everybody kind of shy away from it.
Well, and that's why I think we should be bolder, and we should fly the American flag, and we should say patriotic, and we should consider ourselves to be patriotic, because again, right wing radicals seem to have adopted that word as their own, and you can be a Democrat and be a patriotic American.
Yeah, it's more like people try and separate themselves from that because they don't want to be seen in that mindset as being that person.
Well, I think
that
it's
hates everything except what it, I believe to be right.
And I think it's a shame that one group seems to have stolen the word patriotic to define only themselves. And in their minds, they actually believe they're the only patriotic Americans. But their lack of respect for freedom and the Constitution indicates that they're anything but patriotic. Michael's in Metairie. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, want to corroborate Ian's spot-on analogy of why Trump was responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths. And my Exhibit A is this. His sycophantic doctor, the one that he loved so much, who always took his side during COVID, Dr. Birx, after she left office, after Trump lost, and she was out on her own, and she said all of her doctor friends thought she was an idiot. And she says, I have to admit, Donald Trump was responsible for the death of 300,000 people or more. And this is what he said to me. He says, I'm going to call it a Democratic hoax, and it's not real. It's a hoax. And he came out and said that. And so because of that, he didn't do anything for months while the rest of the world was attacking a COVID solution. So that's why Ian is completely correct. Now, secondly, the implications of Trump being presidency. First of all, he's going to pardon all those guys who have pled guilty to insurrection, trying to destroy our Constitution and our government on January 6th. They've admitted they're criminals, and yet he's going to pardon them as patriots. It's incredible. Now, what I love, though, in a couple of things that came out of the election, Fannie Willis, the DA in his trial in Atlanta, and by the way, he has no legal rights to interrupt that like he can the federal trials. Fannie Willis was reelected overwhelmingly. So I hope Fannie starts pursuing it. And the same thing in, he's already been found as a fraudulent criminal in New York. I hope they pursue that. Don't let the fact that he's president do that, because Jack Smith is going to dismiss that, those obvious crimes. And I'm shocked by it. And lastly, you know what? Well, two things quickly. Trump is a prophet. I have to congratulate him. He said that I could murder somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue and those idiots will still vote for me. That was proven Tuesday night. So anyway, the last thing, fascism, by definition, is a right-wing ideology.
Yeah.
So if the Trump supporters could add two and two, and which they probably would have problems with, they would understand that four makes a fascist an ideology of the right wing. That's what they are. Thank you.
All right, let's not insult all Trump supporters because they're not all the same. Mike in Slidell, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Mike.
Yeah, it's good. I'm one of those idiots that your last caller just labeled because I certainly voted for President Trump.
Yeah, and I don't think everybody that voted, you know, I would never say anything like that.
Well, let's leave it at that. But look, here's the thing. First of all, let's talk about Twitter for a second, right? You want to talk about Twitter and X? Guess what? Before Musk bought Twitter, guess what Twitter was involved with? Censorship. In fact, Musk laid off 75% of the workforce at X because they were involved, all those people were involved in censoring communications via the platform.
Okay, I don't know that's true, Mike. And the other thing is,
yes, it is
so,
true.
Fox News
in fact,
sucks.
In fact,
Fox
Musk has already discussed
it. Fox
if
News.
You don't think wait a minute, Scoot. If you don't think that Twitter was involved in censorship before Musk bought it, you're wrong.
Okay, well, so what? I mean, that's my question.
So what?
What
I'm saying is, it was his efforts to get rid of
the censorship. Okay, but they got, so he got rid of it and censored other things, and Fox News censored things.
Like what?
And Fox News.
And so does NBC.
Okay,
and CBS
okay.
And ABC.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying all of that's okay. What's not okay is coming down on broadcast media with a government agency controlling freedom of speech. That's what's not okay.
Well, that's speculation on your part that will happen. So,
and I'm concerned. So,
well,
but yes,
off,
it's a concern.
Okay. I get it, but look, let me also take offense to your position or your implications that the Supreme Court will ignore the Constitution when reviewing either actions of Trump or the administration, and it will ignore the Constitution. Now, people may not like the fact that a conservative Supreme Court rules in the manner that it does, but to imply that they're ignoring the Constitution when they make these rulings is irresponsible.
Well, we'll see. You know, it's speculation.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know, but we'll see, Mike. And you know, and if they do, I hope you'll call me back and remind me that that I was right.
People love to say that the reason that they got put in Twitter jail or the reason their tweet got taken down is because it was conservative thought, and the people at the liberal Twitter headquarters in San Francisco didn't like that. And that amounts to censorship, but that's not really what happened, at least not at the scale that people like Mike think it happened. You know, it's like if you violate the terms of service by using a racial or religious slur against somebody, and then your account gets locked, then you cry censorship.
Or if it's misinformation.
Or if you're lying about the election,
about
or if you're lying about COVID and you're not allowed to do that. That's, and they're not out here censoring people who are saying, I think Donald Trump is a better president than Hillary Clinton would have been. Like, that's not the kind of censorship that was engaged in over there. And the people that are crying the loudest about that are the people that are now most eager to defend Elon Musk when he has done the exact opposite thing now. He came in, he says, I'm a free speech absolutist. There's no kind of speech that you're not going to be able to use on Twitter now. And the first thing he starts doing is blocking researchers, blocking the kid who was tracking his jet. Twitter has lurched to the right. He's got his thumb on the scale big time. He let all the Nazis and all the bots and all the racists back in there, which is why it's the cesspool it is now.
And so
congratulations, guys, you did it.
So when Twitter was censoring conservative thought, okay, isn't that their right? Fox News censors things. Every conservative talk show across this country censors things. Read the article that was written about me that went out nationally. It's posted on the SOTA Facebook page. I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a problem with, because let the market decide. Let the market decide who makes it and who doesn't make it. But the government has no right in this country under our Constitution to dictate speech when it comes to broadcast media. And I didn't have a problem with Twitter before. I don't have a problem with Elon Musk using it to promote Donald Trump. I never said that was wrong. I don't have a problem with it. But just remember that if he has the right to do that, then in theory, somebody has the right to do the opposite. You cannot have it both ways and call yourself an American.
If Jack Dorsey interfered with Twitter in favor of Hillary Clinton to the degree that Elon Musk has interfered with his new baby toy to promote Donald Trump, there'd be pitchforks at Twitter headquarters.
Yeah, I know, I get it. And I'm so glad that from 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on WWL, we have this right to bring these things up. We have the freedom and the right to bring these things up. And whether people like it or not, I mean, some people love it. The fact that some people don't like it, that's okay. Because damn it, this is the United States of America. And we have freedom of speech. All right. Tigers beat Alabama. It's going to happen Saturday night. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right. It's about 11 minutes to 4 o'clock as the clock ticks. This Friday afternoon becomes Friday night. All right. Saints, Falcons, LSU, Alabama, Tulane, Temple. Tulane plays Temple tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, Yulman Stadium. Let's go to Metairie. Josh, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Josh.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Scoot?
Yeah.
So I heard you talk about the Atlanta Falcons fans and, you know, kissing and they were born that way.
Oh, God.
What if a Falcons fan is born that way, but they want to become a fan of another team? Do we allow them to do that? Or
I, you know, I just, there's not evidence that the conversion therapy works.
Wait, just, but we're talking about sport. We're talking about sports. I'm asking if they want to go to another team, do we just allow them to do that? Because they're born that way, like you said.
Well, I mean, if somebody chooses to go to another team, yeah, that's okay. But again, the conversion therapy, it just doesn't work. I mean, you're just still intrinsically a Falcons fan because you're born that way. And I think people could try to disguise it. You know, you could wear different clothes, you know, like wear the uniform,
yeah,
another uniform, another jersey. But you're still at heart a Falcons fan, and you still want to do what Falcons fans do to each other.
So if you wear other clothes of other teams, you're just,
yeah,
you have a costume on, basically.
Exactly.
I'm glad you say it. So I appreciate that, you know, the homosexuality connection with the sports thing. Do you read the Bible, Scoot?
You know, look, I'm familiar with the Bible. I can't tell you that I read it, you know, every night. I'm going to be honest with you. And, I mean, I could tell you that I do, but I don't. I should, but
you
I don't.
You should probably read the Book of Leviticus. That's probably a really good book for you to listen to. But I just I call for one question for you, Scoot. Actually, two questions. Out of the 71 million people that voted for Donald Trump, how many are far right leaning? You know, these fascist alt-right people that you think of. How many do you think? Just give me a number. 71 million.
Because
you talk about the hardcore right.
I would say, I'm going to guess. I'll say 30%.
So 21 million you think are on the ultra-right of this
country? Look, we don't have time to do math. Why don't you just make your point? Just make your point, Josh.
I just wanted to ask, because
you and Ian
keep on talking about Fox News.
Okay, make your
and
point.
Every week, Fox News only gets 2.1 million views per week, but 71 million people voted for Trump. So taking away your Fox News comments that y'all always make, that's 2 million people. What do you have to say to the other 69 million people? And let's take away your 30 million. So that's 39 million people that don't fall into that Fox News like bracket that you always say. What do you have to say to those people? Why do you always, you know, it's always Fox News, you know what I mean?
No, it's not always Fox News. We talk about a lot of things. And look, Josh, I know why people voted for Donald Trump. You know, we talked about this. I did a whole blog about it this week. So, I mean, again, what's your point? I've already explained why people voted for Donald Trump. I don't know what you're trying to prove here. Fox News may have, you know, but they've got the biggest audience, and it's a very active audience. And with Fox News and with conservative radio shows and conservative media, there are a hell of a lot of people who are tuned into the conservative media. And that's not my opinion. That's a fact. But I think about maybe 30% of the 71 million people are right-wing radicals. A lot of people voted for Trump because they didn't like Harris. A lot of people voted for Trump because they thought he was the best option. 50% of the people leaving the polls during the primary in one case said that they were Republicans, but they were not aligned with MAGA. So a lot of Republicans voted for Trump because they thought he was the best option, but they don't like him and they don't agree with everything that he says.
I'll just be real brief here. Josh, I think, doesn't understand the influence that Fox News has on the rest of the conservative media ecosystem and beyond that of the mainstream quote unquote liberal media. I mean, these talking points that get invented on Fox News are repeated everywhere across the country, on every radio show, on every blog, on every TV show. So even if only 2.1 million people are watching every night, that is not a representative number reach that broadcast actually may have.
And if you listen to conservative talk radio across this country, they're all parrots. I mean, they parrot the talking points that come down from the Republican Party. A lot of it comes from Fox News, some of it from Fox News, not from the Republican Party. But just listen to the echo chamber of conservative media across this country. There are not many original thoughts there. So, yeah, I mean, Ian's right. There's a small percentage compared to those who voted for Donald Trump. But, you know, the news gets out there. And you know, in the face of the liberal media, so many Americans are concerned about the dominance of the liberal media. Okay, explain to me how Trump won. If the liberal media is so powerful, how did Trump win again? All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. It's Friday. And look, you know, the election's over. It was decisive. Man, I'm looking forward to a fun weekend. You know, like the day after the election, I was in row 9. Of the Pelicans game, just, you know, loving life. they lost. I didn't like that. But, you know, man, I love my life. And this, the outcome of this election doesn't hurt me at all. In fact, we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right. Just one last comment about Alabama. What do you call a virgin in Alabama? That's a person who can run faster than her brothers. All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Ian Ozan, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. Deuce and Haas coming up next. They're going to be on Highway LA-20, and this is in Vashon, Louisiana, at First American Bank's Veterans Day celebration, coming up next at 4 o'clock. All right, just have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. The weekend's here. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.